evil is spreading, changing the human race, literally turning us into monsters. We must fight. All of us. Fight to save our civilization. Fight or die.
The Strain. Summer. FX.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another recap show right here on iWatch Mike. Tonight, we're going to be talking about The Strain. We're catching up, y'all. We're going to be talking about the episode Intruders that aired the 30th of August on FX. Alongside of me, all the way from Los Angeles, I have Jesus of Dysfunctional.com. What's up, Jesus?
Not much. We're here once again.
Yes, we are here, and we're going to catch up. I swear to God, people. All right, so we're going to get there. Shout outs to the Strain Addicts out there on Twitter. Thank you for everyone that's been retweeting, sharing, all that good stuff. We appreciate it. If you could see me, I am bowing down with my hands saying, I'm a say. Did I say that right? I'm a say? Some say? Some say me? No.
I don't know.
Probably not. Also, shout out to everybody tuning in for the first time on audioboom.com/iWatchMike. So don't forget, people, I have a new home, audioboom.com/iWatchMike. Make sure you go to my page. You'll see right there on the top, channels. If you scroll down on that little menu, you'll find The Strain, Fear the Walking Dead, Gotham, and other shows that I recap, plus Pierce's Playground, all that good stuff. So shout out to audioboom.com. And let's get into it. Let's jump into it. Something new that we're doing now, instead of just kind of going crazy on the episode, we go to fxnetworks.com, the website where you can actually watch the episodes of The Strain, and we're going to be reading the synopsis, and then we're just going to jump right into it. This is episode 8, season 2, Intruders. It expires in 59 days, people. F must protect Zach against a surprise intruder into Red Hook. Gus convinces the Guptus to make a difficult choice. Fett and Cetrician, Abraham, set out to acquire the Lumen, an FX original series, Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern Pacific on FX. So let's get into it, people. Jesus, this episode kind of kicked off kind of cool. We got Dr. Evil Eckhurst. We call him Dr. Evil, showing Kelly Mom, Mom Vamp, how to put on makeup to protect her lovely vampire skin.
Yeah, and for a woman, she doesn't know how to put on makeup?
No, dude. Remember when he's explaining to her, like, the shakes? I think that she knew how to do it, but when she became a vamp, it, like, lost everything. So I think she's almost kind of like, it's kind of like rehab. She's got to, like, learn how to hold makeup and put on makeup. But I think now that I'm saying that out loud, you're absolutely right. Like, she doesn't know how to paint her face.
Yeah, and I thought the master was able to share, like, knowledge with her.
Wait a second. So you think the master's going to be like, Kelly, you use the blush, and here the eyeliner. You really think that's what he's going to do?
Well, I was just thinking, like, because they're able to share knowledge without, you know, telepathically.
So you think, hold on, let me get this straight here. So you think he's going to grab knowledge from another chick vamp and send it to her?
Or from, you know, Eckhurst.
Okay, well, I could see, well, maybe that's why Eckhurst was there to show her.
Yeah, and it was just kind of, like, weird, like, are you really showing her, like, step by step?
That's hilarious, because, see, it's funny what you see and I see, and there's no telling what the fans see, because, like, when, it's hilarious that during that part, you're, like, dissecting it like that, when I'm kind of watching it and kind of thinking, wow, I didn't even see that. I just kind of, like, okay, you know, it's, like, almost like a teacher with a student or a mom with their daughter and their, or a little kid, and just the way he was kind of like, just kind of telling her. I mean, it was like the calm before the storm.
It's like, it is.
Shit's about to get, you know, real in a second. But now that we say out loud, you're absolutely right. Like, she should have said, just help me calm my nerves. I can get the rest done. But I think maybe she just kind of lost her humanity. I think that she was such a vamp. I don't know. I don't know. Fans out there, what do y'all think? Leave them in the comments wherever you're checking it out. Let's see what else. I have it right here in my notes. Highlighted in green because green is horny for green M&Ms. And you know I'm talking about Palmer, billionaire Palmer and Coco. They had sex.
I did not see that coming.
I mean, we saw the kisses in the last episode.
Yeah.
But do they do the do? To the point where Coco is wearing his undershirt.
Yeah.
You know, and they got down.
So yeah, and I still don't know what's her deal,
dude. I'm telling you, watching how she got pissed off when she was asking all the questions. I think she's, either the writers and director are really trying to take us down. I don't know. I just feel like they're like shoving in my face, I don't know about everybody else's, but in my face, like she's a spy. Or either that or she's really nosy. Or she thinks so highly of herself that she feels that, like, look, I'm your assistant. Now I'm sleeping with you. You're supposed to tell me everything. And she doesn't like the fact that he's not telling her everything. You know? I mean, she gets pissed off and leaves the room later on in this episode. But I don't know, dude. You don't see a spy?
I kind of see a spy, but I'm like, she's too
nosy. Or she just made, yeah. Okay, let me ask you a question. Do you like if you were sitting in the middle of a scale, okay? And I was like, here, you got an apple. Put it on the scale on the left side or the right side. Which one? Are you leaning towards more that she's just a nosy freaking chick or spy? Working for somebody. Maybe she's a mole for Quinlan.
Maybe. I mean, I see her more as just being oblivious and nosy.
Yeah. See, I kind of see that, but it's just like every time you do see it, like she just ask. And he's like, shut up. And she's like, ask. And then it's like, dude, like, get the picture. Like, she's trying too hard. I don't know. Maybe she is just nosy.
Yeah, because I don't know. Like, I don't get what she brings to, you know, to this other than the fact that, you know.
Dude, she's a piece of ass. That's what it is. That's what he hired her for, a piece of ass. You know, he was thinking of his, he's got, dude. Palmer's got a Viagra super vamp penis now. So, I don't know. What?
Okay.
What? I'm sure he's souped up on Viagra. I mean, everything works times 10. That's what I'm guessing.
Yeah, and he, apparently it hasn't worked for a very long time.
Exactly. I just don't know. I don't understand Palmer, though. Like, you would think, like, if I was in Palmer's situation, like, I would probably have her on the side. Well, I don't even know if I would have her on the side. Like, I wouldn't be sleeping with my assistant. Like, I would be like, yeah, like strippers. If I was Palmer, I'd be at a strip club.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you? Oh, no. Maybe I'm just kind of going back to my old memories. Let's see what else. What do you think about the Eminence? Now, of course, he dies. But kind of douchey, right? For a man of the cloth?
The Cardinal?
Yeah, well, Bishop, Eminence, Cardinal, whatever you want to call him. He's the main dude that's got the book where he knows who's got the book. I mean, he was kind of shitty playing both sides. You know?
Yeah, but did you not expect that?
He's supposed to be a man of the cloth. He's supposed to be on God's side. Okay? But he's definitely on the wrong letter G. The word G, and it's for gold. That's what he wants.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just seemed like when he was meeting with them, and then he was like, well, there's another buyer. And then it's like, oh, we want 75,000 gold. Done. Abraham's like, done. And then he's like, okay, well, I got to talk. Like, he was still going to try to, I don't know. I just think
get a million from Dr. Evil.
Well, he was definitely, when Dr. Evil showed up at his place, I was like, yeah, bitch. Yeah, now what? I don't know. I just think that, I just think that, what's his face? The Eminence just thought he was just untouchable.
I think he did as well, and we saw what it got him.
Eckhart's freaking god is this. And then, of course, Abraham's like, didn't even get a chance. He said, I'll just chop your head off. Now Abraham has found out where this freaking Lumen book is. It's a little kid from the church back in the day in Austria.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think that, I mean, so this kid here is obviously a kid. He knows what's going on. And do you think he's going to give this book to Abraham peacefully without money? Or what do you think?
I don't know. I really hope he does, but.
I mean, Abraham did save his life.
Yeah.
So I wonder if that's going to play into it or if this guy is just going to be. But this kid's got to know that Abraham's looking for it, right?
Yeah, he should. I mean, Abraham, he's been looking for it for such a long time. I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people who know.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of wondering how this is going to pan out. Like, if he's going to be cool and be like, oh, I didn't know, Abraham, yes, I owe you one. Or it's going to be like, money talks, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I guess we're going to see how that pans out later on in the season. I see here, of course, we see Kelly finally uses her makeup skills and gets across the bridge. And I don't care about that. The thing that I care about, that I have my notes right here, the next big thing, Gus makes out with the restaurant owner's daughter.
Yeah.
Ooh, she's a hottie. I like her.
Yeah, and we saw that coming, right?
Yes, we did. We definitely saw that coming. I didn't see Quinlan coming over there going, hey, buddy, come here. I need to talk to you. And then Gus, like, you know what? I think Gus should have known better, but I think he was just trying to show off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was like, I got this. Don't worry, girl. I got this. And Quinlan's like, you know, it was like, motherfucker, I'll kill you. I'll eat you and her.
Yeah.
So that was kind of dumb on Gus's part. I got to put it out that out there in my opinion. Now, Quinlan is talking to Gus outside and pretty much says, you know, if you want your girl to be safe, you got to let her go, at least for the meantime. We don't see in this episode, we just see them leave. Do you think he just kind of like, I don't know what movie it remind me of what movie was it, dude, where it was like you thought this person was, you had a couple and then like you think they're going to be together and then that person just said, peace out, and then left. Do you think he explained to her what's going on, or do you just think he just walked off from Quinlan and now she's going to be pissed off and now she's going to be mad and they're going to leave and she's going to be safe?
I think he just walked off.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think he took the time to explain it to her.
Gus is a G, so he is, you know? So like, yeah,
well, not only that, but I don't think Quinlan would have given him the opportunity to just like, okay, you could sit down with her. You have an hour.
Yeah. Quinlan's like, we got shit to do. We got to kill the master.
Yeah.
So it's probably like, Gus, he just kissed her and then he walked off. She's going to be like, and you know, I'm not saying all girls are like this, but she's not going to be pissed off too long. She'd be like, I love him. You know she's going to be all into him.
Yeah.
Gus is a G.
He is.
I wish I could be, I want to be Gus when I grow up.
No.
Let's see here. What else do I have here? We did talk about earlier about Palmer yelling at Coco and she got pissed off and leave. I think she's a spy. You think she's a nosy snatch face. And then speaking of snatch faces and lying and nosy, F and Nora finally have a conversation. He kind of tells her about Washington and tells her, so-and-so girl, she died in my arms. And she's like, what? And it's like obvious that she had sex. They had sex together. These two. Mm-hmm. Nora doesn't seem bothered.
I don't think Nora was expecting it.
Oh, come on. Are you, so you're sticking up for her. You're sticking up for her.
I just don't think she's.
She is that dumb. She is that dumb. I'm telling you.
Well, I don't think she's smart enough to get what exactly he's trying to say.
That she is that dumb. Just say it, dude. I can't believe you're sticking up for her. Because, like, dude, he told her. It was so obvious. And she was like, oh, okay. And that was it.
Yeah, and like I said, I don't think F expected to explain it to her. And I don't think Nora was wanting to hear it. Because I think her safety is more important to her at the moment.
I don't know.
So like a little ignorance is bliss right there.
No,
you know?
I don't know if I'd agree with that. Just because the fact that this whole episode, she keeps asking and asking and asking. She knows. She's like, I can tell you're lying. He's like, I ain't lying. I'm out of here. Bye. You know? And then he goes to the bar. And then finally she drops it on him. And she doesn't, I don't know. I think she's an idiot. And I've been saying that for the longest time. Don't get me wrong. She's a hot idiot. But I'm just saying she's an idiot. Because she's, I think that's what it is. I think we both hate F so much that it's like, if she was our friend, we'd be like, why do you put up with this shit? You're so much better than her, this guy. True. I think that's what it is. Is that she, I can't stand fucking F. And then I guess the big moment for us, at least for me, and I'm sure you liked it also. That's why I'm saying us. Mama Vamp Kelly comes knocking on the door like, did you get a vision from Salem's Lot?
Yes.
Is like, hello, open the door, let me in. Like a big bad wolf outside. And of course, Zach, I really think that
he's an idiot.
He's just dumb. You know, why would he open the freaking door?
We knew he was.
I know, but still, he's an idiot. And you know what? Maybe because it's offspring from F. That's, you know what? Maybe it's not even Zach's fault that he's an idiot. It's because
it's hereditary.
Exactly. I think that's what it is.
It could be.
And you know what? And I know the last episode you and I talked about that. At least I feel that Zach would be better off with Mama Vamp, but not. I don't want him leaving and putting everybody else in danger. But dumbass opens the door and then she comes in there and then little do they know my little spider vamps have come in there, which that was a pretty good scene. The whole fighting F throws the little vamp on the spikes. And then one of the little spider vamps sacrifices a life for Mamba Vamp.
Yep, and they almost got Nora too.
Yes. I really thought someone was going to get bit in that episode, and I really thought it was going to be Nora.
I wanted somebody to get bit.
But nope, not even. No. You know, it's like, come on, no one can. But, you know,
and did Vampkilly get kind of jealous at the fact that Nora was there?
Oh, heck yeah. Dude, she's not feeling Nora. You know, and you know, I get it. You know, that's the mom. Like, all these emotions are coming, and I'm sure it's, like, times 10 because she's a vamp now.
Maybe.
You know, and so she really is jealous for Nora. I mean, it's obvious that, you know. I mean, I guess I'm trying to remember. In season one, did Kelly – I can't remember. Did Kelly know that
– Yeah.
No, or did she know they were sleeping together?
Yeah, that's the way they were divorcing.
Is that – that was why, right?
Yeah.
But he was sleeping with her before they got a divorce, and then she found out. And then it was like, whatever. I just want Zach and just quit drinking and show up to your meetings and all that crap.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay. I just need a little reminiscing there. But, yeah. And so this episode ends with Mama Vamp like, pew! Into the wind. And no one's gotten eaten. Nobody got bitten. And we lost two spider vamps. I'm a little upset because I'm losing my vamps. I like those little vamps.
Yeah, they're also. But now they're afraid because the master knows where they're at.
Yes, because now the master can see through the eyes.
Yeah.
So she knows. And it's obvious that the master is definitely, it's a personal thing. He wants Zach.
He does. Now, why does he want Zach?
Do you think, let me ask you, because it's going to tear F down. It's going to mess them all up. Let me ask you a question. Do you think that the master wants Zach to stay alive and to be with Mama Vamp? Just, do you think that would be a more of like a knife in the back of F, or do you think the master wants to just get Zach and kill him?
I think he wants to keep both Kelly and Zach for him.
Just a reminder of like, look, bitch, I got your whole family.
Yeah.
Okay. I would agree. I agree. I think so. Yeah. It just did. It's personal now, and I'm sure the master really doesn't like F and Abraham. Even though they really didn't do anything except use some light, because they had an opportunity to really do some damage, and the master got away in season one. And we will be haunted by that hesitation that Abraham and F did for days to come. Anything else?
I think we're good.
I think we are, huh? Scale of 1 to 10, Jesus.
This one was better than the last one, so I'd give it like an 8.
Ooh, let's see. I got my vamps, and then I'm looking at my notes here, and then Nora's an idiot, which is not her fault. We got the bishop dead. Quinlan comes. Gus makes out with the chick, which I'm glad that happened. Quinlan and Gus both together are like super G's. I would have to give this a 9. It was good. Yeah, I was happy with this episode. I think that's it for us. Shout out to everybody that's been showing the love and spreading the new channel for us. We also shout outs to Amy. Amy McCracken over at thevro.com. Thevro.com is another site that actually posts our podcasts there as well, plus other ones, because you and I are part of their crew, and we do other shows with other hosts and all that good stuff. So make sure you check it out. You'll see what I'm talking about, thevro.com. And make sure you check out my new channel, my new home, audioboom.com/iWatchMike. That's audioboom.com/iWatchMike. If you once you go there, look at the top, you'll see channels. Click on that little menu, drop it down, and then you can find all the shows that Jesus and I do with other hosts and all that good stuff. Jesus, we didn't do it last time. I apologize. Let everybody know where they can find you on the internets.
My blog, dysfunctional.com, Twitter and Instagram at dysfunctional, Facebook, dysfunctional LA.
Sweet. And don't forget, people, you can check me out. I got a blog, iwatchmike.com. Find me on Twitter and Instagram at MikeTheMovieGuy. Facebook is iWatchMike, and of course, right here, audioboom.com/iWatchMike, and shout-outs to all the new listeners and everything else. Feel free to leave comments, all that good stuff. I'm going to be tweaking up some of the details and descriptions soon, just kind of getting settled in and still uploading past shows from Variety Radio Online and all that good stuff. So everybody have a great week, almost weekend is around the corner, and we'll be back to recap last week's show. And then we'll be caught up for this Sunday night of the strain.
The battle has begun. An evil is spreading, changing the human race, literally turning us into monsters. We must fight all of us, fight to save our civilization. Fight or die.
The Strain. Summer FX.